SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. The final results of the September 17th elections were announced on Wednesday, and Benny Gantz's Kahol Lavan party won 33 seats ahead of Likud's 32 out of a total of 120 seats in the Knesset. Neither party has a clear path to a majority coalition. The process of forming a government requires one leader to create a coalition of 61 seats. President Rivlin on Wednesday proposed a unity government in which power would be equally divided, with Netanyahu and Gantz each serving 2 years as prime minister. Netanyahu would take an open-ended leave of absence if and when he's indicted in 3 criminal probes. Under the arrangement, Gantz as interim prime minister could enjoy all prime ministerial authority. After the two leaders failed to agree on these terms for a unity government, the president on Wednesday gave Netanyahu the first chance to cobble together a coalition. The mandate came after joint Arab List leader Ayman Odeh on Wednesday confirmed that only 10 of his 13 MKs were recommending Benny Gantz as prime minister. Previous week, the Arab parties broke their tradition and participated in the nomination process, saying they wanted to be part of the process of removing Prime Minister Netanyahu. The explicit exclusion of the Balad party was requested by Kahol Lavan and was seen as a tactical move aimed at ensuring the Kahol Lavan leader got the second shot at building a coalition after Benjamin Netanyahu. Prime Minister Netanyahu has a bloc of 55 seats, including the right-wing and ultra-Orthodox parties. He said on Friday none of the 55 will remain outside. This effectively precludes the inclusion of Kahol Lavan in a broad coalition and or Avigdor Lieberman with 8 seats, both of whom will not sit with Haredi parties. Netanyahu now has 28 days to form a government, with a possible 2-week extension. Last night, however, it appeared that Netanyahu would be returning the mandate to the president as early as today, as he has no other potential partners who will agree to serve under him while criminal charges are pending. Negotiating teams for Likud and Kahol Lavan met on Friday morning for ongoing talks over a potential unity government between those two parties, but made little headway. At the end of Friday's meeting, which lasted over 4 hours, Likud said in a statement that most of the meeting dealt with the president's plan, but Kahol Lavan's representatives didn't say at the end whether they accepted it. Kahol Lavan said in a statement that it was concerned with principles and values as the foundation of any negotiation, while Likud was chiefly concerned with Netanyahu remaining prime minister. The party said it was clear Likud's stance was aimed at dragging the state of Israel into a third round of elections in line with the interests of the prime minister. A new survey by Chidush, an organization that supports religious pluralism, shows that 57% of the Jewish Israeli electorate does not want the incoming government to include or depend on parties that are ultra-Orthodox. That 57% majority also wants the coalition to support religious freedom in Israel. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit on Thursday rejected out of hand a request from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his pre-indictment hearing next week to be broadcast live. Mandelblit aide Gil Limon said Netanyahu's request made earlier in the day was unreasonable and suggested his legal team focus on preparing a sound defense rather than trying to sway public opinion. The letter to his lawyer said, "No hearing on the case of any suspect is taking place or has taken place in a public setting." Netanyahu's legal team is scheduled to meet with Mandelblit on October 2nd for a long-awaited hearing at which they will try to convince the Attorney General not to go ahead with plans to charge the Prime Minister in 3 separate criminal cases. A 22-year-old woman was lightly to moderately wounded on Wednesday afternoon in a suspected terror attack near Modi'in. The woman sustained stab wounds to her upper body in the attack on Route 443 close to Makabim Junction. The suspected attacker, a 14-year-old Palestinian boy, was arrested by border police officers who were driving by at the time of the incident. Another police officer was very lightly wounded on Thursday afternoon in an attempted stabbing attack near the Western Wall in Jerusalem. Many forces arrived at the scene at the chain gate and detained the suspect there. Ogen Social Loan Fund, an Israeli non-profit organization that provides interest-free credit to new immigrants and marginalized segments of society, has obtained a license from the Israeli Capital Markets Regulator to start providing low-interest loans to small businesses, first-time homebuyers, and NGOs. The permit is a step towards the organization becoming the nation's first not-for-profit social bank. The lender will make available immediately 135 million shekel in initial capital to provide accessible low-interest credit to people who otherwise would likely not get access to funds via traditional banking channels. As the Jewish year comes to an end tonight, Israel reviews the year gone by, including releasing statistics. The Central Bureau of Statistics said on Thursday that Israel's population stands at 9,092,000 people and is expected to reach 10 million by Rosh Hashanah 2024. 6.744 million Jews make up 74% of the total population, and its 1.907 million Arabs represent 21%. Other minority groups comprise 4.8% of the population. Since Rosh Hashanah 2018, the population has risen by 184,000, a 2.1% increase. Israelis gave birth to 196,000 children, while 50,000 citizens died. 38,000 people moved to the country, of whom 35,000 were Jewish Olim who received citizenship. 43% of Jews living in Israel this year describe themselves as non-religious or secular, while 22% claim to be traditional or slightly religious. The rest are religious, with 10.1% saying they are ultra-Orthodox. Israelis are generally satisfied with life, with 88.9% reporting they're pleased with their situation. However, 36% claim they're unhappy with their economic circumstances, and nearly 30% said they were unable to pay their bills last year, while almost 25% said they'd given up medicine or medical treatment and even hot meals due to lack of funds. Life expectancy for men in Israel is 80.9 years and women 84.9, amongst the highest in the world. Almost every Israeli, 97.3%, owes at least one mobile phone, and 78% of households own a computer, and 83% of Israelis use the internet. And for Rosh Hashanah, Radio Galgalatz provided the list of the 32 top songs of the year. The top six on the list are Netta Barzilai with Basa Sababa, Noah Kirel with Chatzuf, Mergi with Hazuk Hazer, Moshe Peretz with Matai, Static and Benel Tavori, Eden Ben Zaken and Stefan Lagar with Yasu, and Omer Adam with Temperatura. Last year, Omer Adam was at number one and Netta's Toy was number two. This is Peter Jones Pelach celebrating the songs and the year in Israel and wishing everyone listening Shana Tova Tikatevu V'techatemu, a sweet new year.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.